The Morning News with Susan Bookbinder on LBC 97.3.
6:35, good morning to you. The Mayor's office says London's school children should be kept indoors for their own safety on average once a month when pollution in the capital is at its highest. It comes as scientists tell LBC 97.3 they expect a new study to conclude that exposure to air pollution can leave young people with permanently smaller lungs. LBC 97.3's Dan Friedman has been to a central London primary school for The Morning News.
More than 1,000 schools in London are within 150 metres of a busy road, like Prior Western Primary School in Barbican. The children here know all about air pollution.
It's bad.
It makes me choke quite a lot.
It makes people ill.
It hurts my throat. The pollution is going down into my lungs.
Everyone could help out.
Professor Frank Kelly from King's College University has been studying the impact of air pollution for many years. He says there are now good grounds to believe that exposure to pollution for these children during their crucial years of development can be irreversible.
Children who go to school or live within 500 metres of a busy freeway had a underdeveloped lung by the time they reached 18 years of age. And this is very serious because it's something which they cannot regain and will carry with them through the rest of their lives.
Evidence suggests hospital admissions go up the day after a smog episode, which at the moment happen once a month on average in London, while more than 4,000 premature deaths a year in the capital are also attributed to bad air quality. Let's speak to some parents.
Something needs to be done about it.
My oldest daughter suffers with asthma, quite severe asthma. You know, I believe that's to do with, pollution and everything.
Now, I've got a nephew that's got asthma, so I get a bit concerned about him. It does affect him quite a bit.
The mayor has pledged to reduce pollution. He's recently announced plans for an ultra-low emission zone in central London by 2020, but has so far ruled out issuing smog warnings on the worst days. Matthew Penchars is his environmental advisor.
In areas of high smog, which do happen now and again because of climatic conditions, it may be sensible for the children not to be in the playground then. But I have to say, to start saying that children shouldn't be allowed outside, I think that's a little unreasonable.
So the Mayor's office suggests children should be kept in the classroom on the worst days of pollution. Zoe, you're a teacher here. What do you make of that?
They found that we were breathing in double the amount that the EU described as safe for our lungs. And in terms of their education, their learning and their development as children, they need to have that energy release. They need to go out. And going on a day-to-day basis of whether the air is OK or not isn't really feasible.
Well, given the reaction here, the pressure will remain on Boris Johnson to do much more to tackle pollution affecting London's most valuable commodity, its future.
Dan Friedman reporting, and just receiving a Twitter text here from Simon Burkett of Clean Air London. He says, government air pollution monitors popped moderate last night, as foretold by Air London, despite the government forecasting low.